My wife wanted me to play that song this morning, and Betty Frank sent me that video. If you have small kids or grandkids, of course, you know those little minions from Despicable Me. I do think, though, that cannon was a fart cannon. Pretty sure. Stinky. God bless his holy name. If you have your notes today, would you please get them out as we're talking about being happy. Happy, happy, happy. It's God's will for us to have joy. And Jesus said, not just any kind of joy. I like your joy to be full. Joy that is so, so replenishing your soul, it spills out. A couple points from last week. Because of Jesus, you can be happy even when things are going crappy. That's a culmination of 7 years of theological training. Advanced degrees. Your life causes God great joy. Just your birth, the fact that you're here. God's not mad at you. He passionately and unconditionally loves you. And he joyously celebrates who you are. Zephaniah says, God dances over you singing songs of joy. For us as Christians, as believers, joy is an undefeatable spiritual force. God is full of joy. He is the originator of joy. Heaven is full of joy. There'll be no tears. There'll be no sorrow. It can't exist. It's not that God demands us to be happy. There's nothing to make us unhappy there because his presence will be so overwhelmingly powerful. The kingdom of God is full of joy. God's joy is full of his glory. Joy is the voice of God's love. Joy is your secret weapon. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And God's given us his joy. If you have your notes, we're going to be reading together from the book of Luke. First point, to live a joyful life, remind yourself every day of how much God has done for you. And your heart will respond with joy in a song that's brand new. Grateful people are happy people. Luke chapter 10, the 70 returned to Jesus with joy. They're happy. They had had success in the ministry. Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, the reason is because the devil's defeated. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What a great verse. We win. The devil's defeated. But he says, in relative terms, that's no biggie. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jesus said, every time you contemplate, every time you remind yourself and rehearse in your mind the salvation of God in your life, you awaken the sleeping joy in your spirit to be expressed anew. So, Jesus said, just remind yourself that in heaven, your name, Michael Charles Maiden, and no one can blot out my name from the book of life. He opened the book and looked down there, and my name is there. Your name is there. And Jesus said, rejoice in that. Rejoice in that. So ungrateful people are always unhappy people. And if you're not careful, you'll always focus on the things that aren't going good in your life. But the Bible says, I like to say it like this, your worst day as a Christian is far better than your best day as a sinner. We always have a reason to rejoice. His name is Jesus. Psalm 103, David had a New Testament experience in an Old Testament covenant, because worship will give you things you don't deserve, and worship will take you places you don't deserve to be. Worship will take you places you don't know how you got there. And he said, blessed. So David's talking to himself. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Here's what I've discovered. When people don't feel blessed, they don't feel like praising. When people don't feel blessed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Remind yourself, who forgiveth all your iniquities? I've got great news. Jesus Christ has forgiven all of your sin. That's happy dance time. Your sins have been removed. They've not only been forgiven, they've been forgotten, buried in the sea of his mercy. Micah says, I buried your iniquities in the ocean, never to be found again. The Psalm 107 says, as far as the east is from the west, so have I separated your sins from you. You are forgiven, child of God. You are forgiven. And that, if you remind yourself, thank you, Papa, for forgiving my sins, joy starts bubbling up. And then it says this, who healeth all of your diseases. You shouldn't be here. When you were 12, when I was 12 years old, I was running on the Salt River Indian Reservation and my appendix burst and I collapsed on an unused road and I could have died, but God wouldn't let death or disease. He heals us from all of our disease. If you remind yourself of how many times he's helped you, strengthened you, healed you, your praise, who redeems our life from destruction. The verse my wife read is from the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And the first 14 verses are the blessings of the covenant. The next 65 verses or so are the cursings. And God says, if you don't keep my word, your teeth will rot out. You'll get lice in your hair. Your enemies will steal your money. Your children will worship Buddha. I mean, it's just outrageous. And so, because all of us were incapable of fulfilling the law, we all, without Christ, were under the burden of the curse of the law. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse, having been made a curse for us, that we might receive the blessings of Abraham by faith. The Holy Spirit, who's redeemed your life from destruction. The curse of poverty is broken. The curse of depression is broken. The curse, any kind of curse, the curse of premature death in your family, broken. Who redeems your life from destruction and crowns your head with loving kindness and tender mercy. What does that mean? You start thinking, like my precious wife said, you start thinking, he loves me. You start reflecting, you start meditating on the mercies of God until they saturate your mind and you look at the world through his mercy and not through your own rejection and pain. Who satisfies your mouth, verse 5, with good things. That's not just eating organic. My wife told me last night, our meal, we had some fish and then we had organic vegetables. Organic rice. It was all organic. I suppose the fish were organic. They came from the ocean. It's good to eat good, but that's not just talking about eating good. The promise is this. You can talk your way into health. You can talk your way into joy. Bless the Lord. Oh, David's talking to his soul, shut up down there. Bless the Lord. Get your worship on. Don't let anything make your life is not supposed to be a conditional expression of the circumstances of this world. God made you to live in the equal ground, in the safe environment of his glorious kingdom. I love Psalm 124. In my own life, I love this. David recounts, if it had not been for Jesus, for the Lord who was on my... So Have you ever thought about all the things that didn't happen because God wouldn't let them happen? Where would I be without the Lord? Car accidents. See, when we first moved into this building 5 years ago, Mary and I were coming down Central, and we were coming through the light about 6:30 at night for a Wednesday night service, and at Glendale, coming down Central, and someone ran the light, and by the time I saw them, they were just 30 or 40 feet from our car, and they were speeding, maybe going 55, 60, and there was no place for me to turn. I said, Jesus. Next thing I know, it was like we leapt through the intersection. And we're next thing I know, I look over and we're next to the bus stop. And I said, how did we get here? How did that car miss us? I was every angle. I said, that car should have hit us right in the side, right in my driver's side. If it had not been. He said, all of these things, people would have had their way with us. Storms would have drowned us. Waters would have overtaken us. Bless the Lord, verse 6, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. And then he says, verse 7, our soul. Trauma is not just what happens to your body. It's what happens to your soul. God doesn't want you to just come out of things. He wants to take things out of you. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have busted out. We have escaped. Isn't that good news? Psalm 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. You see, I was either 5 or 6 when I came to Christ so early. And I found myself a few years ago taking my salvation for granted. And so what I started doing every day, I do this every day, I tell him, thank you, God. I tell him, thank you for all of creation. You've made the heavens. They declare your majesty. The earth is filled with your glory. The whole earth, animals, plants, birds, fish, oceans, seas, rivers, streams, mountains, valleys, rocks, element, design, color, beauty, the nations in your image. Thank you for salvation, Papa. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for sending your son to take my place. Thank you for the gift of righteousness. Thank you for abundance of grace. Thank you, God, for the spirit of adoption. Thank you for your kingdom. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your church. And I talked myself happy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so until they get happy. Amen. Your joy awakens when you celebrate your salvation. Ungrateful people are unhappy people, but grateful people are happy campers. Amen. Joy is our spiritual weapon, our secret weapon of strength. When our joy walks out, weakness always walks in. Point number 2. Never grant the temporary permission to become permanent. Never grant the temporary permission to become permanent. A great psalm, because it is richly full of human experience. I will extol you, O Lord, Psalm 30. For you have lifted me up. You've not let my foes rejoice over me. Oh Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Someone shout Jesus. Jesus. Oh Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for life. Now this next sentence is famous and it's so powerful. And it's my prophetic assignment for you today. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Spiritual people are not unemotional people. Being spiritual does not mean not ever expressing the rainbow, the great tapestry of your human emotion. But being spiritual means that you don't allow your emotions to dictate dictate your life decisions and your life direction. That you recognize that every emotion has an expiration date. You know, my wife and I view things differently. In the refrigerator, she'll go through the whole thing and she'll look at the expiration dates. She said, "We got to throw this away." And I said, "It doesn't smell bad." I go by the smell test. If it doesn't smell rotten, I eat it. She says, no, that expired. That we can't eat that. Well, just expired. It doesn't matter. If it's past the expiration date, we don't want to take a chance. And so God puts on sorrow an expiration date. He said, okay, tonight's okay. But in the morning, the sunshine's coming. In the morning, joy is coming. It's okay to grieve. If you don't grieve, you don't heal properly. But it's not okay to live a life enveloped with grief. It doesn't matter. People here have lost loved ones, you've lost children or spouses, and we're not belittling, besmirching anybody's pain. I'm just here to tell you, the joy of the Lord is a greater force than the sorrow of life. And joy never loses a battle where it's employed in. The only thing joy can't do is go to work when you don't employ it. So we have to claim our joy. Amen? Sorrow for the night, but joy in the morning. I've got a word for you. It's morning. The sunshine of Jesus is radiating on your soul. It's your season for freedom. It's your season. David said, "My soul broke out of the snare." The snare was broken. Your God won't let a negative. Listen, God will never let one bad season have power over the rest of the seasons of your life. He always puts a limitation. Job, in the book of Job, God said to Job, "Were you there when I said to the mighty seas, 'Thus far may you come, but no further?'" No further. Oh, the devil's a liar. No more crying yourself to sleep. No more feeling so depressed you wonder about your life. The devil's a liar. Joy is ready to rise up. Joy is ready to evict your sorrow. It was coming close to Christmas. And Jimmy had asked his mother if he could have a new bike. And she said, "Why don't you write a letter to Santa and ask him for a bike?" But Jimmy, having just played a vital role in the church nativities play, said he would prefer to write to the baby Jesus. So his mom told him, "Hey, that's even better. Write Jesus." Jimmy went into his room and wrote this letter. "Dear Jesus, I've been a very good boy and would like to have a bike for Christmas." After a while, he thought about it, but he wasn't very happy with what he'd written. So he rewrote it like this. He said, "Dear Jesus, I've been a pretty good boy most of the time and would like a new bike for Christmas." He still wasn't happy though. He decided to go on a walk while he thought about how to write a better letter. After a short time, he passed a house with a small statue of the Virgin Mary out in the front yard. He snuck up and stole the statue and stuffed it under his coat and ran home and hid it under his bed. Then he wrote the following letter. "Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, would you please send me a new bike?" That reminds me, we've had our baby Jesus stolen a couple of times. Poor little baby Jesus. Never grant the temporary permission to become permanent. In our lives, God gives us the choice. The end of this chapter says, Psalm 30, verse 11, "Lord, you have turned from me my mourning into dancing." These are two dichotomous, opposite, polar emotional expressions. The sorrow of mourning, the dancing of joy. "You've put off my sackcloth." I command the spirit of grief to leave you. I command depression to leave you. I command every oppressive thought that has turned into an environment and atmospheric control. Every lie of the devil that you've yoked yourself to that has brought oppression to your mind, I command it to leave you. In Jesus' name, he's put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. to the end or for the purpose that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. That's what Adam said today. We're not going to be silent. Never let the devil have the last word. Oh Lord, my God, I give thanks to you forever. Forever I will praise you. There's something here. Here's what David discovered. David lost the child birthed by Bathsheba in adultery. He cried out for mercy and prayed for 7 days. The prophetic word was the child would die. For 7 days he wouldn't eat and laid, covered himself in sackcloth, his face with ashes, and prayed for the baby. The baby died. The servants said, man, if he acted like that when the baby was just sick, how is he going to act when the baby's dead? So the Bible says when he heard that news, he got up, took off his sackcloth, washed off his ashes, put on ointment, and went to the house of God to worship. David said, I'm going to worship my way out of this pain. Worship heals our souls. Listen to me. That's why worship is so important. It always, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. What's then our obligation? To get to the presence. In the kingdom of God, joy is the sound of victory. It is the spirit of victory. Your faith will bring you joy. Your worship will bring you joy. Your prayers. See, I grew up with people. Pastor, I'm just an intercessor. I have a prayer burden. Good. If you have a burden, here's how it works. You pray until it lifts and joy comes. When joy comes, victory's been won. Because joy is the spirit of victory. You're not called to be chronically burdened. What's wrong with you? Nothing, I'm an intercessor. No, intercessors don't bear burdens, they give burdens to heaven. Woohoo. Amen. We temporarily carry them while we're processing them in prayer. Because we're not called to carry what Jesus died to give us. So in the kingdom of God, this joy awaits us in our worship. So we can teach ourselves to be grateful and we will make ourselves joyful. Just practice for one whole day not complaining. Stop complaining about your car, or your apartment, your house, your job. Just start thanking God for it. Thank you. You'll find that the atmospherics change and you move. Thanksgiving moves you to the place of joy. See, you can be happy even when your job is crappy. You can't wait. Oh, Ben, see, Mary and I, when we were first married, were very poor. We lived in the ghetto. And it's really true. And we had nothing. Listen to me. We couldn't have been happier. We could not have been. Money doesn't make you happy. Things don't make you happy. I've given away 19 cars. I'll believe God for a car for a little while. I'll drive for a while. Oh, that's great. Then I just give it away. Things don't have the power to make you happy. Now listen to me. Happiness is an inside job. It's an inside job. So Paul and Silas are in prison. They're bound hand and foot. They've been beaten. And how do they respond? If God is fighting for us, pull my down and up the can. And all the prisoners hurt. Who can be joyful while they're still hurting? Anybody that knows Jesus. Anybody. Because joy is a choice. So praise will get me to joy. If I'll praise, I'll get there. Don't let the devil steal your worship. He'll steal your joy. Don't let the devil. So David learned to overcome. He made massive adultery, murder, horrible mistakes. But he worshiped his way out of the shame, the pain, the loss, the death, the consequence. For 2.5 years, I was depressed. I feel bad now. And I realized what I did, depression was, it's just a lie. But depression is like living in a room with no light on. It is so painful. And so I had the piano. For 2.5 years, I couldn't play the piano. I just walked past it. And now I got figured out. If I just would have went to the piano, I could have praised my way out earlier. I could have broken out of depression earlier. Because he inhabits the praises. And in his presence is fullness of joy. In the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can praise. Don't let the devil steal your praise. So the Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I love the word rejoice. In the English, it's simple. Re means repeat. Joy is a word for joy. It means joy again. Get your joy on, baby. Rejoice in the Lord always. I remember I was working for IDD Courier, and for some reason, God gave me favor. We had revival there. And anyways, they put me into management. I think they were just trying to hide me away. I don't know. So I'm in management. And I have a degree in theology. And here I am doing these things for in electronics. I still to this day have no idea what I did back then. I just would pray in tongues. God, help me with this. I failed geometry. Help me. And they kept promoting me. And so anyways, I was writing a song one day. I wrote songs all the time in my mind. And I wrote this song, my God can do anything, anything, anything. My God can do anything. He's conquered hell, disease, and the grave. My God can do anything, anything if you believe, anything if you believe. There's nothing too hard for my God. So put your trust in him and the victory win. My God can do anything. I wrote that song in my mind. And so to remember it in an 8 or 9 hour workday, I whistled it all day. So after 8 hours of whistling, the very nice middle-aged lady that worked in the cubicle next to me, she said, Mike, I don't mind if you whistle, but don't you know any other songs? I whistled my way happy. You with me? I was the hard worker, but I kept my joy on. And if things went wrong, I'd take the lunch break. I started a Bible study, the revival broke out, but I would worship my way through lunch. Oh. Before I was a preacher, I was a worshiper. Before I helped oversee hundreds, thousands of churches now, I was a worshiper. After I'm in heaven, I won't be a pastor anymore, won't be a preacher, won't be an overseer. I'll still be a worshiper. That's right, baby. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. So don't let anything or anyone stop you. Don't empower some lesser thing to assert control over your spirit, your soul, your life. Joy is the sound of victory. It's the spirit of victory. And God wants you to have it. I declare that 2015 is going to be the greatest year of your life. The most happy, fulfilling, blessed year of your life. That you're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders. That breakthroughs are coming to your family, to your finance, to your health, to your marriage. The people you've been crying out for are going to be saved and delivered. I declare that God's opening doors no man can shut. I woke up this morning. I woke up out of bed. Singing the song, the best is yet to come. It went from a dream into my, I rolled over bed. The best is yet to come. It came out of me. The best is yet to come. The best is in the kingdom of God. It always gets better. It always increases. It always becomes more powerful. God, thank you for what you're doing. Now, lastly, in your notes, you can see, talk about David sang for joy. David shouted for joy. David danced for joy. So now there's two ways of looking at that. You can be so happy you sing, but the way I look at it is this: you sing until you're happy. See, if you wait, anybody here ever danced before you're Christian? Thank you, God, for six honest people. Lord, I appreciate these six honest people today. Bless them. Back when I was a kid, we had things called discotheques. And you can Google it, young people. So people would dance, and if you put enough spirits in them, I mean, they're but in the kingdom, you don't wait until you feel like it to sing. You don't shout because you're happy. You shout to become happy. And you don't wait till your feet like, well, I don't feel, you know, I'm a Lutheran. I don't feel like dancing. If you win the lottery, you'd be dancing in a three-year-old house. You'd be dancing for, I've got news for you. You've won the lottery. You've won. So stand to your feet for a minute. Let's just do this kind of for fun, but really by faith. I want to count to three. When I count to three, I want you to employ something for joy. So if you want to sing, just lift your, if you want to shout, I like shouting for joy. The word used in that psalm we just read, Psalm 30, is the Hebrew word, renah. It means loud shouts of joy in moments of triumph and victory. Celebrations of God and joy. So here's your options. You can sing for joy. You can shout for joy. You can dance for joy. Now, everybody, look at your right foot if you're able to. Okay. Gently lift your foot off the ground. Put it back down. Left foot, lift it up. Put it back down. Right foot, up, down. Left, you just danced. You just dance. Someone shout joy. Someone shout joy. Get ready. Singing, shouting, dancing for joy. Father, I pray that you would honor the faith of your people and an outrageous breakthrough of joy that comes into the world. One, get ready. Two, someone get ready. Three, shout to God for joy. Come on. Come on. Come on, someone leap for joy.
Come on. Lighting up your kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out, shout it out. God is mighty for us, pushing back the darkness. Lighting up your kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out, shout it out. God is mighty for us.
I'm just going to totally ruin this service right now. If you say, Pastor, I've been going through a tough time, I'm going to give the devil a black eye today. I want like 200 or 300 people to come down to the altar. We're going to sing and shout and dance and just punch. We're going to celebrate God in song. So if you want to dance, I'll give you the dance lessons. Shout, come on down. If you're ready to overcome something's had a grip on you, come on down to the front. Come on! God is fighting for us!
Pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. We will shout it out, God is fighting for us! Pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name
the hi-hats. Say, God is fighting.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on, shout it out. Shout it out. Come on. Jesus. Come on. The best is yet to come. Help me, Adam. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Say the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Celebration of your joy. I tell you, get ready. Miracles are invading your world. All things are possible. All things are possible. 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 All things are possible. 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 Come on, say it. All things are possible. 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 All things are possible. 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 All things are possible. Pastor, I need a miracle in my life, my family, my body. Just raise your hands wherever you are if you need a miracle today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With God, all things are possible. And to those that believe, all things are possible. If someone around you has their hand raised, would you just be their friend and scooch over to them? Come on. Just say, all, in Jesus' name, all things are possible. Just lend your faith to their need. Come on, pray for everybody. Pray for somebody. Everybody being prayed for by somebody. Possible, possible, all things are possible. Possible, possible. Yeah.
All things are possible. Possible, possible. All things are.
God is doing something.
Possible.
Something's happening.
Possible.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Prophesy a fresh.
Thank you.
heard the Lord say, He's at war with the mental illness. And in this next season, people are going to be healed from every mental illness that has ever been diagnosed. Worship heals mental illness. And I say over your family, precious ones, anyone in your family suffering with mental illness, I declare the healing power of Jesus Christ to them now. Come on, pray for them. In the name of Jesus, those curses have been broken. And the mercy of God extended to them by His Son Jesus, who bore their sickness and carried their disease. Thank you, Jesus. There are three people here today diagnosed with cancer. I rebuke cancer from your body in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you, God, for healing your people in Jesus' name. Just one more time, lift your hands to heaven. God, we celebrate you. We worship you. Come on. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Jesus. We want more. Love you, an awesome church. You can stay here.